Hey, everybody. This is Adam Davidson, Radcast number 41 for Tuesday, November 24th, 2015. We are in the season of Advent. Well, we will be this coming Sunday. And so all of the readings that lead up to this Sunday, November 29th, have to do with the coming King and the ways of Jesus and the ways of the new kingdom. And today we're going to spend just a minute or two in Psalm 25. It's a great, great lyric about just desiring God to be our leader and our guide and the one who walks with us in every step of life. And here's just a chunk of Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. That little tiny lyric, you've got the psalmist expressing the prayer that every follower of Jesus really has or should have or should long to have more of. Show me your ways, God, which reminds me of Google Maps. You get in the car, you got to get from point A to point B, you're traveling to Grandma's for Thanksgiving, and you pull up Google Maps and you say, show me the way. Even if you know the way, I at least love to have Google Maps running in the background, updating me on traffic, giving alternate routes, etc., etc. That's kind of what the psalmist is saying. The psalmist is saying, I know I've got to get from here to here in life, but Lord, I want to do it in the best and most efficient way possible. Now, bear in mind that the most efficient way possible may not be the one that we expect or seems easiest to us, because the ways of God are not our ways. And then the psalmist says, teach me your paths. That's a little different from show me your ways. In show me your way, you're trying to get from A to B. But in teach me your path, it's like you're walking through the woods and you take this walk every day, but then you notice that there is this soft spot, this spot where the path is trampled down and all the pickers and all the pokey stuff, they're gone, they're pushed to the side. And you say, I want to take that path because that path is the right path. That's kind of how it is with our walk with the Lord. You know, there are these certain practices and directions and methods that we take that help us to learn the beautiful redundancy of spiritual formation, that we take a path, a certain path, every day, and that God is our teacher in that he points it out. He says, here, take this path. Here, you keep turning to the right over here, and you get stuck. You get stuck in a bunch of foliage, or you fall down a gully. Don't do that. Stay on this path and do this every day. Learn this. And then the psalmist goes on. He says, guide me in your truth and teach me. Again, God is showing us how to live and how to live according to his purpose and his will. But again, he doesn't say, go figure this out on your own. Instead, truth is relational. It says, guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior. There's this idea that when we know God, we know truth, because truth is a person, and it's Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. And so truth is not just knowing something and practicing something. Truth is actually a relationship between us and the Lord through Jesus and his redemption. How does that tie into Advent? Well, Advent reminds us that we need somebody to show us the way to go. And the way that God does this is by humbling himself and coming to the earth, putting on flesh, and walking and living among us and actually getting it right. He already knows the way. He already knows the path. And so Jesus comes as truth in relationship, truth personified, and says, come this way, come that way. And it's a daily thing. And the psalmist reminds us that it's God who is our Savior. It's the Lord Jesus, the one who knows the way and the truth. It's him. And then finally, that last little line in verse 5 says, my hope is in you all day long. One of the greatest challenges I have is remembering God's presence every day and every moment. Some mornings I get up and I'm just aware of him right away. Other mornings I get up and I'm just aware of how tired I am, or I'm aware of how late I am, or I'm aware of how long the day will be. And then around 10, 10:30, 11 o'clock, I'm like, oh yeah, Jesus. I don't know why that is, but sometimes that happens with me. And I think that God in his grace longs for us to just be aware of his presence. He's our Savior. Our hope is in him all day long. And so every moment that we're aware of God's presence, and not just aware, but listening, that's when he's showing us the way. That's when he's teaching us the path. That's when he's guiding us in all truth. The Advent story is that Jesus himself has come to show us these things and walks with us every day and lives in us and works through us as we allow him to accomplish his will in our lives. And the second Advent is when Jesus finally comes back, and the mystery and the distance that we sometimes feel will finally be gone because the tension will be over as a new heaven and a new earth comes and the kingdom of God spreads. But that's what you and I get to be a part of today as people who are following God's way and taking God's path. That's what I'm thinking about. This is Radcast 41. See you tomorrow.